Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'd love to get you on the air this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about CJ and Malia, the whole team at Kloss Financial. You can also learn about their separate divisions. You can sign up as well for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all at the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. That conversation is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And as mentioned, join us this morning, our CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Malia, how are you? Are we getting any snow yet?
Yeah, I think there's a lot coming down as we speak.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at our, we've got the traffic cameras, and I see if, like, the Janesville area, it is coming down like crazy. So, folks, south side of town, definitely going to want to be ready because it's going to be rolling in, and it is rolling in as we speak. We've got a fantastic conversation this week, an important conversation about that D word, which is debt. We're going to talk about carrying that debt into your retirement, good thing, bad thing. All the nuances with that stuff. As mentioned, phone lines are open this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial. And before we get rolling on our conversation about debt, we are going to take a look back at last week. Of course, each and every week we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, no exception. We'll be doing one a little bit later on in the program. Chance to win a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. Listen close. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the program. And looking back to last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, Malia, let's get a look at the question and the answer from last week as well.
Yeah, so thanks to all of our listeners last week. We had a conversation about asset allocation and what you should be doing as you're saving for retirement, keeping that in your mind as far as where to allocate those funds. So the question was related to that. It was a true or false question. Do target funds in your retirement plan at work offer a guarantee when you retire, a guarantee of income, that is? And Scott of Cottage Grove correctly answered, that is false. They do not guarantee you income when you retire. There is some management of those funds. You have to understand what you're putting your portfolio into when you sign up to do that. So thanks for listening, Scott, and correctly answering that question. Listen carefully for today's answer.
And again, a great chance to win a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. And that was a great program as well. If you missed any part of that show or you missed any part of today's show, or you just want to listen back to the previous podcast, head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Had somebody call in already. They just wanted to leave a message with a question before we get to the topic. May as well ask that question. It's an interesting one. The listener says they have a federal retirement plan with the current economy. Is he better off increasing his thrift savings plan or doing an independent Roth? That is a very detailed question, CJ. Ooh,
wow. Love it.
Yes, it's really good.
Gosh, a really good one. I'll give my two cents on this and then maybe Malia can follow up. And before I answer this, I will say there's certain things we have very direct opinions or even facts as it relates to. But this one gets into the subtlety of your beliefs of the future, which, of course, we do not know the future. So it's going to be hard for us to answer this authoritatively. But with that being said, the thrift savings plan, given that it's a federal pension system, we feel pretty secure about it. And so it depends. Your decision to put more into Roth or more into the thrift savings plan depends upon your future income sources and how dependent you're going to be on your investments versus your pension for income. So said another way, whoever asked this question, think of it in terms of how much of your future retirement income that will cover your core living expenses will be out of guaranteed income sources. So think Social Security and pension versus non-guaranteed sources. Think Roth IRA, 401k, traditional IRA, after-tax accounts, things like that. Because if you have too little of your future income from non-guaranteed income sources, while you may have flexibility, you also have the fear of future market volatility and unknowns of the economy. So there can be a benefit in increasing those future guaranteed income sources, of which your pension would be one of those. Malia, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, I think our famous answer is it applies here is it depends. It really depends on your personal situation. So if you'd like to talk about it further, please call into our office and we'd be happy to give you some more details. But I think really all those considerations are important as you look at your own future retirement. You know, we believe in diversification when it comes to different avenues of income, certainly, but it really has to do with what your future tax bracket is. And a lot of other vital information, things to consider.
Phenomenal question. Well thought out. Great stuff there. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas or CJ Kloss, we would love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Kloss Financial, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. I know when you guys work with people and, of course, planning for retirement, one of the questions and one of the issues that comes up is the amount of debt people carry on their balance sheet. Is that correct?
It is, yeah. So some people call us like Dave Ramsey in terms of the way that we approach debt. Other people call us your grandmother's financial planning firm. And those are all fine, whatever you all want to call us. But the idea to this is to say that we do believe in remembering the simplest parts of financial planning, which is really just money in, money out. As a matter of fact, if you want to know some of the best teachers in our industry are people who came out of the accounting world because they just really understand cash flow, profit and loss statements. And if you can get an understanding behaviorally of how much you're earning, how much you're paying in taxes, what you're putting into retirement, and then how much you have left over and how much you're paying down your debt, that is the building blocks for a successful future financial plan. So as it relates to this, for many people, debt continues to be something that follows them into retirement, and it can create an additional burden on top of handling regular living and medical expenses. Therefore, as we've talked about many times on this show, working towards becoming debt-free in retirement is truly the ideal situation, and will provide more options for you as you begin the next season of your life. So with inflation rising at the fastest pace in decades, average American households reached $167,463,000 of debt in 2022. And this is up 8% from the third quarter of 2021. So with that in mind, credit card debt is still the most common type of debt that the average American household has. Followed by that would be mortgage debt and car loans. But here's the key, if you're listening. Credit card debt is considered unsecured debt because whatever you bought cannot be collateralized to cover that if you end up defaulting on the loan. So unsecured debt, of course, has the highest interest rates associated with it because there's no potential for the bank to recover their money if you decide to, say, file bankruptcy. So credit card debt with rising interest rates, we're seeing average rates around 18-20%. And that is just brutal. I don't care what you invest in the stock market. On average, you're not going to keep up with that pace. So just remember, those credit cards are really dangerous. But with that being said, we want to give you just kind of a few tips and observations on how you can set up a plan to reduce and eventually eliminate your debt. A few tips.
Talking this morning.
Go ahead, Sean.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Got a question. Love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Let's talk about those tips, CJ.
Yeah. So tip number one would be you probably have to change your lifestyle and your spending habits if you're still in debt or you continue to accumulate debt. This could be everything from, hey, I'm going to stop going to Starbucks every single day, or this could be I'm going to cut up my credit cards, right? Because if I just can't stop myself from using them, I'm going to cut them up and then pay them down to zero. It could be even, believe it or not, I know people are going to panic when I say this, it could be evaluating how much you're putting into your 401k plan, potentially doing a short-term reduction of that so that you can pay down your debt faster. Malia and I will often run into people who might have, say, $50,000 remaining on their mortgage, and maybe that mortgage costs, you know, $1,000 or $1,500 a month to maintain. And they say, well, I could pay off my mortgage before I retire, but I want to put an extra, you know, $30,000 into my 401k plan. And Malia and I just chuckle at this. We go, listen, mathematically, to pay your mortgage off faster and save that $1,500 a month is actually way better than you having an extra $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in your 401k plan. Just the math on that is much better to eliminate the debt. So sometimes you do need to slow down and just focus on changing those habits, changing those cash flow to pay down that debt faster. And you'll likely want to be aggressive in paying down that debt the closer you get to retirement. As a matter of fact, something we say to people quite often is that financial planning is more about behavior management and kind of watching things you put on autopilot than it is about investments at all. Often people will get so enamored by our industry because of the potential to get rich. And the reality is that's not what it's about. It's actually just about creating automatic or autopilot behaviors that will grow wealth over long periods of time. So if you ever question, what should I do? Just remember, pay down that debt fast and do it automatically, meaning just as soon as you get paid, you know, dump a bunch of money towards that debt. Now, of course, people say, well, what do I do first? And it depends on what kind of debt you're going to attack first and what's going on. But again, generally, you want to attack that unsecured debt first and maybe some of those smallest balances just to kind of what we call do a debt snowball. And obviously, be careful. What we don't want you to do is reduce your 401k contribution down so low that you miss out on free money. So if you ever want to go to our website and Google free money, I think we've done about 100 different radio shows on free money from your 401k plans. Don't miss out on the free money, which is a match from your employer. Now, often as we move towards this topic of debt elimination, people go, okay, I get it. I am going to do exactly as you say, and I'm going to become debt-free right before I retire. And so we go, great, I'm so glad that you're motivated. And then they come back and they go, I took out, you know, a big loan from my 401k, and I'm debt-free. And I go, you're not debt-free. You just exchange one debt for another debt. Now it's debt on your 401k plan. So be cautious of this. We generally don't want to see you use your 401k as an ATM to eliminate other debts. Now, as I say this, in very rare occasions, that can be a system of last resort for certain types of debts. But do not think of your 401k as kind of a cookie jar that you can go raid whenever you want to. And finally, it is possible that for some people, if they're not able to eliminate their debt before they retire, that they may just want to work part-time in retirement until that debt is eliminated. We have a lot of clients do this. They'll retire from their job that is just kind of killing them that they've been doing for 30 years, but then they will work part-time for the next 3 to 5 years just literally to take that cash flow to eliminate the mortgage so that when they are completely done, they don't have the kind of cloud over their head of the mortgage. So there's a few tips, tricks, things to consider.
Great guidance this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial, as CJ mentioned as well. Podcast. We've done a lot of them over the years. There's some great information in those. Make sure you subscribe and listen online at klossfinancial.com. If you've got a question, get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And the telephone number for Kloss Financial here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll break down some of the statistics when it comes to who is carrying debt debt and where they're carrying the debt. We'll get those details and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning. Don't forget you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talking this week about debt. And Malia, what do the statistics say? What do we know as far as the amount of debt Americans in retirement generally carry these days?
Yeah, these are really good questions. And CJ, you know, mentioned how much average debt people do carry. And it depends on your situation, whether it makes sense or not. So, but I think we want to start off with kind of a definition of what total household debt is comprised of, because I think people kind of segment in their mind what is real debt to them and what's not. And at the end of the day, it's all debt. So the debt includes your mortgages, student loans, car loans, along with credit cards. So everything, if you owe someone something, that is a debt. So I just think we marginalize and go, oh, well, that's just credit card debt, or that's just my mortgage, you know, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, these are responsibilities that you have taken on. And we certainly understand that right now, especially it's not easy to stay out of debt as we've had, we've all experienced some pretty high inflation this past year. But what we've seen as a result of the inflation is, of course, higher interest rates. And when we see the credit card rates, they have just skyrocketed. And so it really is a storm, especially when you're carrying debt. If you're on the other side of debt, or you're going to be on the other side of debt, you'll feel, even though the waves of inflation will hit you, they won't hit you as hard because you're not feeling it on a monthly basis as you see those interest rates just continue to pound at your debt, especially with credit cards. So a recent bank rate credit card poll revealed that 35% of U.S. adults carry debt from month to month, and nearly half of the households having credit card debt. About 45%, 40% have mortgage debt, another 37% have car loans. So if you combine all of these sources of debt, it can really be difficult to withstand. So total consumer debt right now is at $16.51 trillion. That's up quite a bit from last year. And as CJ said, average personal debt's about $167,000. So the things that we don't like to hear specifically are that 20% of baby boomers right now, ages 58 to 76, they really are using their credit cards to cover some day-to-day expenses. And that makes us nervous. And most of those baby boomers say they intend to enter their retirement debt-free, but only a quarter of them actually are. So that's what we're always trying to guide our clients to as they approach retirement, is let's try to get rid of all these excess debts so that you can have a much easier retirement from an income perspective. So LendingTree, which is, of course, is a national mortgage banker, they found that on average throughout the United States, almost 20% of homeowners over the age of 65 still have a mortgage when they retire. Now, again, this might be by design. Maybe this is exactly, you know, what they can handle, what they want. But for the majority of our listeners and of our clients, I'll just tell you, when they get to retirement and they don't have any debt, it is just a much more peaceful existence. If you have millions of dollars, perhaps this doesn't apply to you. But for many people, having no debt is a better situation.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number is 608-442-5637. Any suggestions, Malia, for folks?
Yeah, so we want you to get towards as close as possible to zero debt. And so some of the ideas CJ touched upon, some suggestions how you can stray away from debt is, number one, Stop. Just stop. Stop adding to your debt balances. Yes, we know there's emergencies. That's why hopefully you've listened and you have created your savings account for emergencies. So what you really need to do is look at removing the credit cards from your wallet and reducing that temptation. Understand your current interest rates and how they're affecting your debt. You know what? If you have three credit cards, line up the statements and look at them and really understand what those interest rates are looking like right now. It's pretty serious. And then you're going to prioritize, you know, Dave Ramsey is a great place to look at how you can snowball your debt and reduce it and get rid of it. And you can use a debt reduction payoff calculator. There's a lot of those. They're free online through creditkarma.com, calculator.net, and that will help you kind of itemize where you should start. And last but least, pay your bills on time. So late payments results in fees, and that'll further increase your debt balances and hurt your credit score. So just starting with those ideas could help move you in the right direction as you approach retirement.
Really good framework this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Learn more about them online and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Coming up in the next segment, if you want to hold on to that number, we'll do the Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also get to the bottom of the question, is all debt created equal? We'll find out next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, want to listen back, you can always head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about debt, and I think one of the questions, and I think one of the areas that people like to maybe kid themselves on a bit, is this one, which is about looking at different types of debt that they have. Should we be looking at those interest rates and looking at the different types of debts? What should we be seeing then as we look at those interest rates when it comes to those specific debts, CJ?
Yeah, so Malia hinted at this. I did as well in terms of some of the rates that we're seeing out there. But for those who don't know, historically, we had really high interest rates back in the late 70s and early 80s, kind of during the Reagan administration years. And then they've basically been decline from that time frame down to last year. However, now recently, we've had another recent spike in interest rates, and this spike has been very rapid. Rates aren't as high as they were in the late 70s and early 80s, but they've jumped very quickly. So according to LendingTree, the average credit card interest rate in America today is 23.55%. Let me repeat that. According to LendingTree, the average credit card interest rate in America today is 23.55%. I mean, wow. Now, if you have really good credit, the average APR you can expect is 20.1%. And if you have really terrible credit, it's 27%. And what's crazy about this is actually, if you just go back to the third quarter of 2022, it was 16.2% were the average interest rate. So it's gone from 16.2 up to 23. Here's the point we're trying to make. All of these are horrible, horrible, horrible rates. They've jumped recently because interest rates have gone up. But all you should know is that money will work faster against you than you could ever work for yourself with invested dollars. So therefore, do not pay interest on a credit card. Do not pay interest on a credit card. Now, a couple of the rates you should be aware of. Home loan interest rates have changed dramatically over the last year as well. So as of February 9th, 2023, according to Forbes, the average home rate for a home loan in the United States was 6.12% for a 30-year loan and 6.04% for a 15-year fixed rate loan. So that's very different. You know, it wasn't more than about a year, year and a half ago that those rates were down closer to 2.5 or 3%. So the cost to now finance your home purchase has gone up quite a bit. This is often referred to in our industry as the cost of capital. Cost of capital is an important thing to be aware of. And when cost of capital was low, of course, that's a boom for businesses. When cost of capital goes up, it slows down the economy, which is exactly what the Federal Reserve is trying to do. So as of February 8th, 2023, as it relates to auto loans, the national average for those auto loan interest rates was 6.26%. Now, be careful. These rates, banks have figured out that people won't pay a lot of money for something up front, but if you break it down into bite-sized chunks, then they'll be duped into paying a lot of money for something. So Dave Ramsey has this great quote that we love to remind people of, which is, poor people ask how much per month, rich people ask how much. Let me repeat that. Poor people will ask, how much will this cost me per month? Rich people will ask, how much does this cost? Because you don't want to be focused on the monthly. If you get focused on the monthly, you'll lose sight of just how expensive something is that you're actually purchasing. And finally, student loans. Current federal loan interest rates are between 4.99% for undergraduate federal student loans, with unsubsidized graduate and direct plus loans are sitting around 7.54%. So again, all of these rates from a year, year and a half ago have slowly been creeping up as interest rates have risen.
Important stuff to be aware of, and of course, things to be thinking about when it comes to debt. And of course, debt is never fun, but especially as you're moving towards retirement. So some really good tips, really great information this week. Don't forget as well, if you missed any part of the program, you can listen back to the show, KlaasFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637 for Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number now as well, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to LendingTree, the average credit card rate today is under 20% or over 20%. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. And of course, that's Klaas Financial's office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Malia, CJ, it's always great chatting with you guys. You enjoy this fantastic day.
Thanks. Thank you, Sean.
Take care, guys. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.